listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the data is structured. Now, straight from the eBay catalog, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. We can dish your listings when you call us with your item number at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630, just like our caller now.
Ruby from Tokerville, Utah, is on the line with us. And let me give out that item number again, Griff. It is 2823-1766-1252. Again, that's 2823-1766-1252. Hi, Ruby, you back with us?
Yep, I am.
Thank you for your patience. We appreciate it. So, Griff, where were you?
So we talked about the title and adding more relevant keywords.
You were on the pictures.
We talked about the pictures, and I think they could be a bit bigger. I definitely would have changed the background. It'll make it look nicer. And then here we are with the, well, you know, item specifics. It's really hard with something like this because, so you've got the provenance, which is the provenance a eBay default, or is that a custom? Was
I
that
don't
there?
Know. Oh.
Was that there when you filled? I assume it was. So yeah. I might put a few more item specifics. I might put one for artist. I might create one for artist and have the name there just so it's there. Otherwise, okay. It's pretty good. Your description, I see different, you've got different font faces. You're going from what looks like a type of Helvetica to, I'm not sure what the second one is, but it's too inconsistent. You've got some that's blue and then red and then some that's, bigger and some that's smaller. This is not professional looking. You want to go through this and make it all one font face, all one size, all one color. But otherwise it's easier to read that way, but the information is pretty good the way it's presented. I'm not having a,
She's got Verdana and Arial mixed together.
What do you mean?
Two different font faces.
She's
using Arial and Verdana.
Verdana, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, otherwise pretty good.
Okay.
After an or best offer or auction has been accepted and returned to you or ended, prompt payment is expected. That's a really confusing sentence. All I would say is, you know, payment due upon sale. I just wouldn't.
Okay.
I know what you're trying to say. It's just really confusing. Don't ever in your listing description put something. I know you're trying to seem like you're being generous. You're asking for trouble when you say, if for some reason you're unable to, please let me know right away. If for some reason you're unable to pay, let me know right away.
Mm-hmm.
Don't put that
right
in there. Unless you have your own private layaway plan, I would not do that. Yeah.
Now also she says, we'll crate this piece for shipping and refund any excess postage. Well, she's going to do free shipping. But shouldn't she say something there about how well she packs it or not in this particular instance only because of what she's shipping?
Right. Mm-hmm. So it says, let me know if you're purchasing two or more items in our store by placing them in your cart so I can send you a combined invoice upon your request. Why do they have to request an invoice from you? Why would you make them work? That's the old eBay.
No, because that was when you go to, maybe I'm not looking right, but when I go to purchase something and I'm in my shopping cart, it asks up at the top if you've got more than, you know, two items with a particular vendor to request an invoice. And some of the other ladies, see, and I primarily sell crafts.
Right.
And that's what some of the other ladies do. And so I just ergo stuck that in there.
And this
ergo,
is what
I think I'm going to take it out.
This is why I love the idea of putting the shipping cost into the product price.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you've removed this from the table. Now you don't have to ask your buyer to send you a request for an invoice. I mean, it's like going into a store and saying, yeah, we'll give you a price after you send us an email. Anything that these are all obstacles to buying. They're mm-hmm. all obstacles to buying. And although some buyers may go through it, there are buyers who will not purchase from you because you're making it too difficult. By moving, for those items where, you know, shipping is going to be expensive, you put it in the shipping cost, now you don't have to negotiate a combined invoice for cheaper shipping. And instead, what you can do, if you want to entice buyers to buy more, is you start using Promotion Manager. As a store owner, you have this available to you, where you can have a promotion that says, if you buy or spend X number of dollars, or if you buy X number of items, you get X number percentage discount off of your price, or this amount off your price. So I would move in that direction. That's a more effective way of enticing buyers to buy, rather than if you purchase a bunch of items to me, put them in the cart, and then as request an invoice, wait for me to send it, and then remember to come back and buy my items.
It's not very good. Yeah. Either.
So no. Two things. Okay. One is somebody is suggesting, and they're right, that she has a close-up of the signature of the artist.
Oh, there's not a close-up.
Yeah, you wanna... Let me see. Yeah,
if this is signed,
the rock. Yeah.
If this is signed, you want a picture of that.
And you can put signed in the title, like some people do, Griff.
Signed by artist mm-hmm. I. Guliera, whatever. Yeah.
And by the way, speaking of him, I could not find that artist anywhere.
Well,
where did you?
I know neither. This particular piece is my best friend's piece, and she's having me sell it for her. Normally, I sell my craft stuff. And so this was taken in an alcove in her home, so I really didn't have a choice for a background.
Right, I understand. Curious, though.
This piece was, she purchased this piece from him back in 2003.
Right.
And he had, at that time, had some of his pieces featured in National Geographic. But when I Googled him, I couldn't find anything.
Which means it's going to be hard. To justify the price without previous sales history for his other works. You may find that this is really hard to sell because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, and it's none of our business, what the consignor paid for the item or why this is the price they came up with. In my experience with art and antiques, if you have an artist piece and you can't find previous sales, either auction records or eBay records, to kind of justify a price, it makes it much harder mm-hmm. to convince a buyer to pay that amount.
Okay. All right. Well, then I will just go find some of this stuff someplace else, like in National Geographic, and list down when they were shot or something. You know,
Do you have a copy of that issue?
No, I don't. I'm going to go back and get it so that I can include down the date.
More than that, I would scan a page from National Geographic that has a picture of the artist, this piece, or or pieces from this artist, and I would include that as a photo.
Yes. Okay. That's a really smart idea. You bet.
Ruby, so I'm hoping that you listened well, so you're going to change your title.
Yes.
You're maybe going to update your photos a little bit if you can.
If you want to. Under the circumstances.
Under the circumstances. And you know that under your description, you want everything over to the left. You don't want anything centered. And you want to have all of your font the same. And Griff told you about taking out some of these things underneath.
Oh, yes. I've made notes.
All right.
Fantastic.
Ruby, what do you think, Griff?
I'm going to say a
4.8.
Yeah, 4.8 for now, and then
let
us know how it goes. We can always rescore you.
We can rescore you if you fix it.
Well, I'm going to go back, work on it. Next week I'll give a buzz, and let's see if I earn a 5.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I hope you sell it before then. Thank you, Ruby. We appreciate it.
So do I.
That's Ruby, known as BuyRuby195 on eBay. Ron, Birmingham, Alabama, Oilerman21. Hey, Ron, how you doing today, and what's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee and Griff, I'm talking about the eBay Open. I've just gone through the whole thing about signing up, and I want to sign up twice, or I want to take the same workshop twice. Is that allowed?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, it is allowed.
Okay. Yeah. And the second thing, my hand shakes awfully, real bad. And my writing is atrocious. I can't read what I wrote 5 minutes ago. Can I record anything in the workshops, or will the workshops have a video made and posted so that we can go back and look at it and slowly take my notes and write them on the computer?
You can. You can record it, audio recording, if you have that. Otherwise, you can't record it video, but you can, but the workshops, and I don't know if all the workshops will be. I hope mine is, because it's so damn good that I hope that they record that one. But if it is one of the ones that is recorded,
nothing wrong with his ego.
It's not a matter of ego.
This will help with
it's my inner Sheldon lady. Cooper.
Oh, yes.
Griff's photo class is the one I want to take twice.
Yeah. So sure, show up. You know,
yep.
I don't know if you can. You can try signing up for it twice.
I just read something that you can, but don't take that as gospel till I look it up.
Well, I've signed up for, and that cotton picking thing didn't work right for me at the tail end when I clicked finish. Those gears just kept turning and turning and turning and turning, and finally, it says clip. Click here to go back somewhere, and I clicked there, and I don't know where I went.
Well, there it is.
Let us know if it works for you, Ron.
Thanks. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeaks SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
For eBay sellers, the 4th of July isn't just a celebration of America's independence, it's also one of the year's biggest retail opportunities. Here's another number to keep in mind as you count down to the 4th. 75% of all shoppers are looking for some sort of deal. So go ahead and list anything red, white, and blue, patriotic, or star-spangled, along with barbecues, swimsuits, and other summery stuff. Then put together sales campaigns via Promotions Manager, such as discounts on orders, shipping, or accessories. You can create some promoted listings, too, for multiple quantities as well as your one-off items. Your sales will have you saying hurrah for the red, white, and blue.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same-day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Your calls are all we wish to have. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Yes, we don't need much, do we? Just a phone call every now and then. And Cody's on the line with us. We're going to go to Cody in just a moment. But first, we have some advice for the entrepreneur in every eBay seller.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
Trusting your instincts or gut feelings often leads to success in business and in life. So what is it exactly? Well, it's the library you've been building your entire life. Like the time you were taken by a shady person, or that pallet of Beanie Babies you bought after the fact. Gut feelings don't always work well for us when things are moving quickly. So the next time you have to make a decision, stop down and consciously ask yourself, one, do I feel good about this choice? And two, am I listening to past lessons? The answer can save you a lot of aggravation.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
And that's this week's advice for how to become a more successful entrepreneur. Cody knows all about that, I'm sure. In Plover, Wisconsin. Hi, Cody. Known as Cool 20 Cody on eBay.
Yeah.
How you doing? Nice to hear from you. What's your question or comment?
I was going to say I found selling clothes was easier than selling electronics. That was one of the facts. Don't know why. Just guessing clothes are something that sells well this time of year.
So
at least it did for me.
Easier, huh?
Yeah, in June it did actually really well.
I think
something 10 days ago. So I was excited at that.
That's great. I think, although both are pretty competitive, margins are slimmer and the category is more competitive in electronics, I believe, than in apparel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even got lucky. I called eBay and I got my limits lifted.
Yay!
With more phones. So, yeah, I was happy. I sold a few of those. So I was really excited that. I like to pass things down and, instead of giving them away or recycle them and not getting anything for them, sometimes that's the way to do it, especially as it's sold around me locally.
So, Cody, how long were you selling electronics before you switched to clothes?
That's actually what I started out on here, actually. The first item was electronic, but then the rest of the items actually were clothing, I remember. Yeah, that's actually what I've been selling on here.
Well, congratulations. Okay. It's nice to hear that. Can we help you with anything today? Are you doing okay?
I was going to say I got two feedbacks on my account. I was really happy that I asked for that twice, and actually it did happen. I was really happy. Great buyer, highly recommended. That was one of the feedbacks here. Here's the one, actually. Fast shipper, great. Buy. I was like, wow, because the funny thing was I had 2 days shipping handling. I shipped it, one of them the same day that they bought.
Congratulations, Cody.
That's fantastic.
You're going to be a great seller. There is one thing, though, you said you ask for feedback. Griff has an interesting philosophy about that.
Yeah,
I'd like you to hear what he has to say.
About what?
Take it away, Griff. Asking for feedback.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a volunteer, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not I think it's the wrong thing to do. I think what it does is, even if it's done politely and with a friendly tone, is
sure thing. Actually, we're happy the buyers were.
Cody, wait a minute. You need to listen to what Griff is saying, okay?
So when you mention feedback in your description or your email, what you're doing is telegraphing to your buyer that what's most important to you is your feedback, not the buyer's happiness, not their satisfaction.
Well, that's mainly what I asked too in the beginning.
My recommendation is to never even mention the word feedback at all, ever.
Okay.
Don't ever mention it.
You know what's going to happen?
I know as a buyer, and I understand sellers. I've been working with sellers. I've been a seller myself. And I have to tell you, as a buyer, it goes right up my nose the minute a seller sends me an email saying, we hope you leave us feedback. You haven't left us feedback. We need you to leave us feedback. And I'm thinking, no, that's not why I shop. It's a voluntary thing that I will leave for you. If I choose, but I'm not mandated to do it.
Or anything.
And what will happen, Cody, is that if you become the kind of seller we think you're going to become, you're going to get that feedback. It's going to come naturally. Not everybody is going to give you feedback, but you will start building up your feedbacks if you give good customer service.
Yep, and I actually did ask. I said, did you like your item? I mean, I felt that was okay to ask.
I think, except that...
You know what? I've got so much email, Cody, and I buy so many things that if everybody started sending me, did you like it? Is everything okay? I'd be a little PO'd, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they said, thank you for caring. I do get emails like that. So I asked email.
Yeah. Well, because people are, people are generally polite.
Yeah.
I'm not a believer in sending a lot of email to someone else. No. I think, you know, they've made the purchase. If they're unhappy, they'll let you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't circle back. I just think it's, and I know I'm gonna, I get people who disagree with me all the time about this.
Get negative if you ask. So, yeah, I understand that.
Okay. You keep doing what you're doing and you're gonna end up getting tons of them. Of good feedback.
Well, actually, I've been doing well. I don't know if you see my feedback. I did in the past, ask feedback as a buyer, and I've actually got all this feedback. To tell you, almost 10% of my purchases, 10 of them weren't, and I had 133 in 2 years.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's
good. But we want to see you get a bunch as a seller.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to that. Keep us in touch, would you, Cody? Let us know what's going on with you. Do you have any questions for us today?
Well, I did. I do know, like, in the community, if you do ask, the worst thing, if you do ask for that, you can get negative. So I did learn from that. I asked my mom, and she said, yeah, she agreed you could. So I learned from that.
Okay, Cody.
Yeah.
Call us anytime. Love to hear from you, especially since you're new at this. We're watching you. Thank you, Cody. Appreciate it. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. It's hard when you're just starting out. All beginnings are hard, you know. There's an old Jewish phrase, all beginnings are hard, and they are.
Mm.
And you got to learn stuff, and that's what we're here for. We don't expect you to listen to every single thing we say and do everything we say, do we, Griff?
No.
But at least, you know, listen to somebody who's been around the bend a few times and knows. Again, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Yes.
And, there was something else. Oh, USPS.
What about USPS?
The scans, the new scan machines they're trying out. Do you know about this?
I've heard a little bit about them. I haven't seen them, though.
Well,
can you tell us a little bit?
Well, USPS knows, thank you, Griff, I think I will. USPS knows that getting packages scanned is vital to online sellers.
Yeah.
So now they're testing a new system that's designed to make it easier for us to get an initial scan on packages entering the mail stream. And this week, they published more information via a press release, and I'm going to read from the press release to you. The automated parcel drop, it's going to be called APD. All right, is a self-service machine that allows customers to mail prepaid and merchandise return parcels. Customers scan the package's prepaid label barcode at the APD, deposit the package through its door, and collect a paper receipt with acceptance, scan date, time, and tracking information. The APD accepts parcels with shipping labels purchased through eBay, Click and Ship, and other third-party online postage providers, as well as merchandise return labels and USPS self-service kiosks. The new machines are being tested in 5 retail lobbies in California, Florida, New York, North Dakota, and Virginia.
Cool.
I don't know where in Florida or in California I'd go find one. So this sounds
good. Yeah, I'd like to see one.
And it sounds as if the post office is serious, which we've known for a while that they have been serious.
Oh, yeah, we knew that. Yeah.
About wanting these scans. As a matter of fact, Griff, what should they do if they go and they can't get a scan at their post office?
If you can't get a scan, then what you can do is take down the zip code and the... station name, so that's usually, that's outside on the post office. And you can send an email to me at griff@ebay.com, which I will then forward to Nate, who will then contact USPS and alert them to the resistant post office. The head office of the USPS then contacts that particular office, speaks to their manager, postmaster general, and says, new, you must scan. That is the rule. You cannot refuse to scan.
And you know, I don't know if you remember this from about a year ago. We had a situation in our post office where there was one darn woman that would not do it.
Oh,
she said, we've been told that if we're busy, we can't do this. Well, guess what? She was wrong.
She was very, very wrong.
Extremely. And I don't mess around when I know you're wrong.
She was so wrong. She had no idea how wrong she was.
I have a little bit of bad news about UPS.
Oh, no!
Yeah, they've announced a new peak surcharge that's going to be applicable. Do you remember this?
No.
From any other year? I don't. No. It's going to be applicable from November 19th through December 23rd, 2017.
This is a temporary surcharge?
For U.S. residential large packages and packages that exceed maximum size limits. I'll tell you more when we come back.
Interesting. Extremely interesting.
We also have CB on the line waiting for us.
Oh, cool. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Vast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Pick up the phone, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listen while you list.